WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, but not just any old stuffy philosophy lecture, no sir. We're going to break down some killer Stoic proverbs that feel surprisingly relevant in our modern world. Ever feel like everything is happening too fast? Like your mind is a runaway train and you're just clinging on for dear life? You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs left and right, and you just want to scream into the void? Well, Stoicism has been helping people deal with all that for centuries. It's not about ignoring your feelings, it's about understanding them and using them to fuel your growth. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways from these timeless proverbs that can seriously upgrade your game. First up, it is not events, but our judgments about events that determine our emotions. Them. Right there, the Stoics are hitting us with a truth bomb. It's not what happens to us, but how we react to it that truly matters. Think about it. 2 people can experience the same stressful event, a flat tire on their way to an important meeting, for example, and one person might lose their cool, while the other stays calm and collected. Why? Because they've trained their minds to respond differently. Stoicism teaches us to take control of our thoughts and choose how we want to feel about things, even when life throws us lemons. Speaking of lemons, here's another gem. Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be one. Action speaks louder than words, folks. Instead of endlessly debating what's right or wrong, just start doing the right thing. It's about living in alignment with your values, not just talking about them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't argue about how to build a house before you even pick up a hammer, right? So why argue about being a good person when you can just start being one? Thirdly, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Pretty profound, huh? It's like a daily reminder to be mindful of our internal dialogue. Are we constantly berating ourselves, worrying about the future, or dwelling on the past? Or are we focusing on gratitude, positive self-talk, and the present moment? Stoicism encourages us to cultivate a mindset that fosters happiness and inner peace. It's all about training your mind to be your best friend, not your worst critic. Next up, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Remember that feeling when someone says something mean or does something hurtful, and you just feel completely deflated. Stoicism reminds us that we don't have control over other people's actions, but we do have control over how those actions affect us. We can choose to let negativity consume us, or we can choose to rise above it. And finally, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Now this one feels extra powerful in today's world. When someone wrongs us, it's tempting to lash out and seek revenge. But Stoicism teaches us a higher path, one of forgiveness, understanding, and letting go. By not stooping to their level, we actually win. We rise above the negativity and choose to be better than them. Okay, let's take this wisdom for a spin in the real world. Imagine you're at work and your boss assigns you a project that you know is going to be super stressful. You could get all worked up, complain to your coworkers, and feel completely overwhelmed. But what if you applied those Stoic principles? First, remind yourself that it's not the project itself that's causing the stress, but your judgment about it. Then choose to focus on what you can control. Your attitude, your effort, and your ability to break down the task into manageable steps. And remember, even if things get tough, you have the power over your mind to choose how you respond. Instead of letting stress consume you, use it as fuel to prove yourself and learn something new. Thus, by rising above the negativity and handling the situation with grace, you'll not only impress your boss, but also demonstrate true Stoic wisdom. So, there you have it, 5 powerful Stoic proverbs that can seriously level up your life. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about constantly striving to be better. It's about choosing your thoughts, controlling your emotions, and living a life of purpose and meaning. And hey, if you find yourself struggling with any of this, don't hesitate to reach out, we're all in this together. Now go out there and make today awesome, knowing that you have the power within you to handle whatever comes your way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom and leave a review if you found it helpful. We'll be back tomorrow with another insightful episode. Until then, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.